You can fast blast your health questions to Dr. Kolbaba during our show today at drdavid@healthquestradio.com.
It's HealthQuest Radio.
At healthquestradio.com.
On AM 560. The Answer.
It's happening all along the beautiful shores of Lake Michigan. Meaningful, life-changing moments all around the world. HealthQuest Radio goes airborne, wheels up. Copy that. HealthQuest Radio proudly presents Adventures in Health with your host, Dr. David Kolbaba. Hi, I'm Alex, and you? Well, you're right where you're supposed to be. You're listening to America's number one health news and science show. Our adventure guide, he is ready. He is the voice of integrated preventive health care in our nation today. He's the clinical director of our West Dundee offices. His story will show he is a man before his time, a real trailblazer. My friend, my partner, and my favorite radio boss, here's our host, Dr. David Kolbaba.
Hey, Dr. K.
How you doing, Alex?
How you doing?
Hey.
How's it going, Dr. K? Pretty good. Hey, so let's say you get yourself to 100 years old and you were asked, well, what made the biggest impact on your healthy length of life? I mean, what is it that you did, Sam? Or maybe what is it that you did not do that got you to live as long as you did? And so my question is for you, at whatever point in your life that you are, the numbers, you don't have to be 70, 80, 90, 100 to answer this question. So let's say you are whatever age that you are at this point in your life. If you do get to 100 years old, based on some healthy habit you have, what would that be? What would your answer be? I mean, what is it that you did or didn't do? What is it that you did that got you to 100 years old? What was the greatest contributor, if in fact you're doing it now? Rumor has it that the people that they attribute whatever it is that got them there, they were doing when they were 20, 30, 40. Mm-hmm. So regardless of your age, what is it that you did? What is it that you're doing that is going to get you to 100 years old? If I asked you that question now, what would you say? You can fast blast me at Dr. David at HealthQuestRadio.com. That's HealthQuestRadio.com. Now, you know, as I look back on all of my many years and the many years of education, I gotta say that I totally, I don't know what you say, Thomas, but I gotta say, I totally hated school. I did. But I gotta say, I truly loved learning. As well, with rare exception, probably just like you, I can categorically say, as I said, rare exception, I hated taking tests. I hated school. I hated taking tests. But as I said, on those rare occasions, I actually loved tests once in a while. Yep. I mean, it was most probably when I studied to the hilt and I was feeling a little confident, you know, studied all night and I was feeling pretty darn good. It was as if I was challenging the teacher, you know, the instructor, the professor, to prove me wrong. Come on, throw it at me. You know, yeah. I got to say, I don't really know that it, you know, that I was all that cocky. Most probably because it was a rare occasion that I felt equipped to nail that test. Yeah, but it's just that I had such confidence in challenging my test makers. So, you know, kind of interesting that at the same time, though, all throughout my life, I've always loved to learn. Insatiable appetite, doing everything I possibly could to spend any free time, any study hall time in the library. I was scanning all the encyclopedias, even the big fat dictionaries. I swear I've read through those. I mean, loading up on everything I could. I'm telling you, it's true. Small confession. You probably won't be relate to this, Thomas. You're too dang young. But I totally read through so much in the library, and most of the series books we would know, those of us, some of us, like the Hardy Boys. And this is the little confession part. I even read through the full set of the Nancy Drew mystery books.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Okay, I knew you didn't. I did. Yeah, I read, never quenching my thirst in my search for something yet to learn. That insatiable drive remains with me even today as you listen to our show. Now, I'm not sure if you can relate to what I said, you know, the hating school but loving learning, but I have a sneaky suspicion that more and more of us can relate to what I just said. Actually, I'm so happy, I'm so happy I did not grow up with all of our electronic devices of today. I think for me, it would have been so destructive, you know. But back in the day, it was the mimeograph machines. You don't know that either? No. The microfiche technology? No. Okay. Do you remember such things? I saw a stupid little list of nostalgia the other day. It kind of sort of went like this. It said you can check your real age with this very short questionnaire titled Old is Dirt Quiz. And I know I already told you I hate tests, but so here it is. Here it is. You're going to take the quiz. Okay, here we go. It says, feeling brave? If you are, why not try this Old is Dirt Quiz? Just count all the items that you get right and blah, blah, blah. So here it is. Do you remember, this is the question for you, do you remember blackjack chewing gum? How about the wax Coke-shaped bottles with colored sugar water in them? How about candy cigarettes? How about the soda pop machines that dispensed glass bottles? How about the coffee shops with tableside jukeboxes? How about the home milk delivery in glass bottles? How about the party telephone lines? I hated that. How about newsreels before the movie? Do you know what a PF flyer is? What's butch wax? How about pea shooters? What about the Howdy Doody show? I remember all these. How about the 45 RPM records? How about S&H green stamps? I remember top true value or top value.
I don't know any of this
stuff. All right,
just
hush. How about hi-fis? How about metal ice trays with the little levers on them that you used to cut yourself on as I mimeograph? Right? Blue light bulbs, roller skate keys, drive-ins. Do you know what a Studebaker is? Anyhow, they have a way that you can score yourself. You know, I wouldn't say it's pitiful if you know. I knew every one of these. I scored perfect. So I'm, as they say, old as dirt. But I'd like to ask this question. What is real age? How important is it? And how long have you been on the planet? Is that really important? I mean, think about it. If you didn't know your birth date, you would have no idea how old you are. And by the way, how important is memory in assessing age? What about how you enunciate or pronunciate words? Is that an indicator of age? What about physical coordination, you know, functionality, maybe mental acuity? I swear I can tell how healthy you are just by following you as I check out how you walk, your gait. Today I want to compare four important terms and watch with your help how they dance together. And some of these four you might, as you took the stupid quiz I just gave you, you might have an inkling of what these four terms are. But I'm going to push you a little bit further and deeper in your understanding. So here we go. Here are the four terms I want to review with you to begin the show here. One is the definition, we'll call it, how you would describe chronologic aging, okay? I know you think you got that one down. Sounds pretty simple. The next term, what is biologic aging? And of course, we're going to compare the two later on. And the third term is one I know you think you have correct, and that is, what is life expectancy? And again, I think most of us would, you know, get a fair chance of getting that right. And the definition of the fourth term is healthy life expectancy. Healthy life expectancy. What do you think? And I've got a question for you, too, while we ponder the definitions of chronologic aging, biologic aging, life expectancy, and healthy life expectancy. Because did you know that all of these four terms, they move together and they influence each other as well? And by the way, regardless of your chronologic or your biologic age, life expectancy, or even healthy life expectancy, just know that it's never too late to start making changes. So today we're going to be reviewing these four terms and how it might relate to actually and truly extending your life as we continue the subject, well, progressive testing 101. Do you know what? With respect to your current health, could it be that it's not a coincidence? It's probably a consequence? Well, if it were a consequence, wouldn't it be good to know that you control it? All this and more, but you got to keep it right here.
It's Dr. David Goldbaba. It's Health Quest Radio.
You are ready to be taught the new way.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Go to healthquestradio.com.
Take me to the land. And wash me down. Won't you cleanse my soul?
I've learned to think without arguing with myself. I'm just following my instincts. I just run with it.
It is what it is.
Interesting that that our life is really like a flowing river, isn't it? As we move down river, I believe that sometimes that some of us think that that we're on a lake, but time moves on and flows. And Tomas and I were talking during the break. He confessed to me. Go ahead, do your confession on the oldest dirt quiz we just took.
Oh, that I knew about the drive-thru.
Yeah, you only knew one out of all of them. Okay, just, and just I said that's not your fault because my parents taught me some terms that I didn't know about because it was before my time. Pedal pushers, the zoot suit. There were many, many terms, depending on when you live. But my question for today is how long we will live, the span of time that we'll get a chance to enhance the life that we could have or maybe should have and get the most out of the one life we have. Instant. It's just kind of a simple thing. chronologic aging versus biologic aging versus life expectancy and healthy life expectancy. Chronologic aging, we'll hit that one first. Just think, if you did not know your birth date, you couldn't even calculate your chronologic age. Chronologic age is basically how long you've been on the planet. Okay, now I know you got that one right, and so, okay, you're doing good on that quiz. But, you know, really, how well will you fare in getting a long and healthy life? You know, because many of us would say, well, I'm doing pretty good. And I'd say, well, yeah, but it does have to do with how long we live and how healthy we live during that time we live. So chronologic age is how long you've been hanging around. And it's significant, isn't it? None of us want to die too soon. The definition, biologic aging, is how long one can expect to live before they're hampered by a health issue that will be with them, accompany them for the rest of their life. In other words, how long can we expect that we can live before something jumps on us? And jumping on us means it's going to weaken us and torment us for the rest of our life. And as I said in last week's show, you're not going to begin one disease without another one jumping on. Have you ever watched a wolf pack attack a herd? They single out a victim, and of course they have to eat. And when one jumps on the back of the deer, the lion jumps on top of the wildebeest, then the rest of the pride of lions jump on too, further compromising their prey. The picture of health, the picture of disease, is no different than the life the animals live on the Serengeti plains. Biologic aging is how long you're going to get away with it before something launches an attack on you that will remain for the rest of your life. Biologic aging. Now, the difference between chronologic aging is we can be 50 years old, but have the body, biologic body, of a 70-year-old. Now, there's a rather caustic metaphor, one-liner that people that I've heard through the years, when I've heard people define it in certain ways, and it you know, rode hard and left wet. It sounds gross, but if you really went to the origination of that metaphor, it refers to horses. In that, like humans, horses sweat heavily during exertion, and then afterward, the horse needs to be groomed with a special brush to remove the sweat from its coat to prevent a number of health and even hygiene problems. So in other words, a form of animal abuse would be somebody who rode the animal hard, rode the horse hard, and left it wet, left it with the demise of that abuse. So rode hard and left wet, ridden hard and left wet, whatever that descriptive metaphor. Many ways we can describe what we mean by that. But I'm telling you, when I meet a person who is an abuser of alcohol or drugs or whatever, you can plug in your whatever lifestyle habit that's pretty poor, and you're going to see a person that looks like they've been ridden hard and left wet. Gosh almighty, she's just 40? She looks 60. Yeah, but you don't know the life she's had. And while some of us suffer from the white-collar crime, you know, the white-collar bad habits, you know, what would you say if you kind of sort of look your age? Most of us would love to say I look younger than my age. And I wanted to bring up the healthy life expectancy definition if we plugged it in. The United States, as far as general health, we come in 54th place in the world, generally speaking, general health, with all due respects to what we do in this country, good and bad. But when it comes to healthy life expectancy, that which is relating to how long we hope to live before a disease launches its attack on us, and we're going to have that damn disease on us the rest of our life as a degenerative chronic problem that's going to draw other diseases to us as well, and we are going to leave this world in a fashion that's terrible. The United States, our healthy life expectancy, an age that you can get to without ever expecting to have a problem, even if you get away with some of the bad habits, the average for the United States is 66 years old. By the way, our life expectancy has gone down again. So I don't know that the news is good for us as a nation when we think about the statistics. Our healthy life expectancy in our country today, we are in 69th place. Now, I don't care about 69th. It says we're trashing our bodies and living before our time as our biologic age is lower than our chronologic age. We may be 50 years old, but we're living like hell, and our body biologically is coming off as a 30, 40-year-old. Our 70-year-olds look like, like 90-year-olds. And I meant to reverse that. Our 40-year-olds look like they're 60-year-olds and so on. But now, just to give you a little cheap thrill, people who live in Iran have a healthier life expectancy than we do here. People in Jamaica have a healthier life expectancy. The countries that are exhibited in wanting to live longer, you would never think that people who live in Panama, you would never think that they're out, they're living longer without diseases, but they are. The country that's living the longest, not chronologic aging, but biologic aging, are those that live in Japan. Their healthy life expectancy is 74. And we're sitting at 69th. I say break from the herd. I say break from the crowd. I say take a more personal approach to your personal health. Now, that's the chronologic aging versus biologic aging. We have an assessment we can make that relates to our progressive testing that we constantly talk about here, our age analysis assessment, where we can actually compute what your biologic age is in comparison to your chronologic age. Might be interesting for you just to figure out where you are. Do you fit within the confines of the United States and the rest of the world, or are you doing better or maybe even worse? Now, I know we need to take a very short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about life expectancy, which I'm sure you know, but then this thing we call healthy life expectancy and how those things dance with each other, because the biologic aging has a lot to do with what we've done wrong, and healthy life expectancy is what we get. Now, if we turn that around, rumor has it that we can turn that stat around. You think? Please keep it right here.
It's Dr. David Kolbaba. It's HealthQuest Radio.
Well, I'm sure you're consuming your 5 to 13 recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day, right? But if you're not, try Dr. K's Super VitaQuest, because it provides a proprietary concentrated blend of those important phytonutrient-rich plant extracts. Maybe it's time to go beyond the basics, because our Super VitaQuest has been scientifically tested for its biological activity potential. And, well, it helps protect our cells from those damaging free radicals, maintaining DNA stability. It's the smart multi, uniquely designed to nourish, defend, and recharge every cell in our bodies. Super VitaQuest is further enhanced with quality vitamins and minerals and many other superior phytonutrients like resveratrol, lutein, zeaxanthin, and lycopene. So go beyond the basics. Try Dr. K's Super VitaQuest today. Order your first supply by calling 800-794-1855. That's 800-794-1855. More HealthQuest coming right up.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
Go to healthquestradio.com.
Maybe your life today, not a coincidence. It just might be a consequence. You think that we have control over not just how long we live? None of us really know. But I can tell you this. Now just see if you can see this as I saw on a map a little bit ago when I was comparing the healthy life expectancy. Because today, as we're reviewing your current health status, maybe it isn't a coincidence. Maybe it's a consequence of what we're doing and what we're not doing. So we could say that chronologic aging is, well, how long you've been getting away with it, or how long you've been living, or how long you've been living an awesome life, whatever. And then our biologic aging has a lot to do with the impact of what we have failed to do that's been on the healthier side of things, and the destructive habits that we have that tears things down and makes for a life expectancy that is compromised. And in a moment, we're going to compare life expectancy with healthy life expectancy, because you see, healthy life expectancy, when I mentioned before, that you can tell by countries, look at the countries of the world. I'm more concerned because I live in the United States, and the United States is 69th. I mean, there are other countries that are worse than us. I mean, you wouldn't want to live in Somalia. Their average healthy life expectancy is 48 years old. Can you imagine in your late 40s and you're going to get a disease that's going to usher you out the door when you die? And it's certainly going to shorten your life. And then here's the map I want you to draw in your head right now, okay? Picture the United States on a map. Got it? And then picture way up in the upper left, there's this huge state of the United States called Alaska. Now picture if you see a color code of the United States being in 69th place with 68 other countries ahead of us living a longer healthy life expectancy, and we're sitting at 66 years old. And then you go north and look at Canada. It's a different color. Now, the color of the United States and Alaska is the same. But if you look at Canada, it's 6 years better than us. Now, as I look at Alaska, I'm saying, well, why isn't Alaska's figures similar to Canada's when we think about what they're doing and what they're not doing, you know, to present a better state of health? So you could say, what are people in Alaska doing that parallels what we're doing in the lower states? Well, we're doing the same thing. It's disrupting our body. And our life expectancy has gone down. Now, some people say it's because of COVID and drug abuse and suicide, which, again, are those describing healthy, happy people? I don't think so. Probably people who live in the lower rung of healthiness. So life expectancy can be affected by anything. But healthy life expectancy has much to do with whatever disadvantages have accumulated in your body and now will come out and play the rest of your days. And I don't care how old you are. We've got young people listening to this show. We have doctors that listen to this show. People of high intelligence listen to this show. And yet we all seem to fall to the same, you know, to the same forces that are more negative than positive sometimes. And that's why I'm really committed to talking about and staying on topic with what can we do personally so what happens in our body is not necessarily a reflection of what's going on in the United States. Because we need to be able to discriminate between what chronologic aging is with biologic aging and life expectancy versus healthy life expectancy. Because the lower your biologic age, as in being lower than your chronologic age, that's a good thing. It ensures that you're going to have a longer lifespan. Wow, gee whiz. But the lower your biologic age, regardless of your chronologic age, the more likely you're going to increase your healthy life expectancy. We have a woman, 79 years old, chronologically, she tests out as a 46-year-old. She has a daughter who's in her 40s who biologically scores as a 60-year-old. We're basically saying her mother is her mother is almost twice her age, but biologically, her mother is half her age. So the impact of our life can be negative personally, not as a country, but personally. And as we take better care of ourselves personally, individually, and I'm going to tell you how we can do that through progressive testing, because I'm going to paint a picture of what we already know and change that picture into something that's more optimistic, not of our country necessarily, because we don't control everybody. But we certainly control ourselves individually, okay? I want you to write this number down because I'm going to give it to you a little bit later on. It's our HealthQuest Radio hotline number, 800-794-1855, 800-794-1855. We're going to take a short break.
This is Dr. David Kolbaba. You know, you can improve your health and keep it that way through progressive testing. The typical black box approach in this country of ours is nothing more, well, it's nothing more than letting you crash your body into some sickness or disease, and you're left searching the wreckage for that black box. And then after the fact, you're treated with risky drugs, surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation, leaving you more compromised by the treatment. With progressive testing, we can uncover an existing problem or weakness in your body even before you experience any sign or symptom. And then we'll take a more natural approach, specifically targeting the compromised organ or system, restoring your health once and for all. Over time, then we'll retest your body to verify your strategy is working. Call our HealthQuest Radio hotline and tell us about a specific health concern, and we'll let you know what specific progressive assessment is best for a healthier you. Call 1-800-794-1855. Remember, your road to better health doesn't have to be predicated on sickness or disease. 1-800-794-1855.
Go to HealthQuestRadio.com.
Oh, we're back on a Saturday morning. I really think getting a handle on these four terms, it's life-changing. And that's what HealthQuest Radio is all about, some 40 more years on it. Because it may not be a coincidence. It's probably a consequence when it comes to your personal health and mine. And you know what? We continuously talk about progressive testing. Progressive testing, you take the test, you fill out the questionnaire, whatever means you are examined, and you see what you got, and then you make the adjustments, you come back, and you see that you have made those adjustments successfully, and you find yourself in a better place when it comes to health. And if you're in a higher place of health, then the longevity factor comes into play. Now, I believe, especially in this country, 69th place in the world as far as healthy life expectancy, we're living in a world without progressive testing. You say, what does that have to do with healthy life expectancy? Well, this is where most Americans find themselves today. Now, the problem with not progressive testing, and your idea of progressive testing is I had a blood test and they found out I got cancer. You know, that's what people think. And the doctor said he found a tumor and we're going to watch it. We're going to come back in 3 months. And I don't consider that progressive testing, but I believe that's where most of us as Americans find themselves, where we tend to jump on anything we hear, seeming to make sense of it all. It's ill-fated, impulsively buying things and doing things, something to guide ourselves forward to make things better. We want to get healthier. Problem is, I think as Americans, we may not know that this is our weak link because our imagination runs wild. We react to the commercials. We buy everything. We you know what it's like. We react to these things. Think, I got to get myself to a higher place of health. And it's this impulse living that does not make for success, and I can prove it to you. Just go to a garage sale. What do you see? All the exercise equipment that they bought impulsively, it's there in the driveway. You know, you can get it for $20. The gaining of weight, continuously gaining of weight. The heavily use of prescriptive medications in this country. The garbage bags of nutrient supplements. I see them every day. They come into the office with a garbage bag and say, Dr. Kolbaba, could you help me figure out why I bought these things? But here's what I'd like to propose, and I think this may be the godsend for you today with this show not being a mistake that you've tuned in. Instead, here's my question. Instead of going off in all these directions, because no, you know what? I tried to look up something yesterday that had to do with nutrition, and I went through 4 or 5 pages to get to anything that was a semblance of what I was looking for. I feel sorry for you if you're trying to get healthy. So you're led into these compulsive decisions. But instead, what if we could make, we here at HealthQuest could help you make what we would call a custom fit assessment of you. And we could discover the not so obvious weak link in you. Meaning something, see, you're going off in all these directions. You hear something sounds good, so you buy it. And you hear something good over there, you buy that too. And then weeks, if not months later, you look and say, what did I buy that for? I don't even know why. I don't even know the reason that I responded to impulsively. So what would it mean if we could come up with a custom fit program for you where we figure out what the weak link is? What would that mean for you? And I'm not talking about disease. I'm talking about weaknesses that lead to disease where you could really, really, truly, you could truly get there. What would that mean for you to really get there, wherever there is, to get there this time? Then we could get you on a path that is specific to your immediate and most appropriate starting point, well on your way to what we call here at HealthQuest, Health Haven. And then you become appropriately leveraged, maybe for the first time in your life, where you will know what you're doing and why you're doing it. And what would be the benefit? Well, now you can work on a specific item of health that will prove to be of greatest significance as you age. How will you know? You're going to feel better. The testing will improve, our progressive testing. Your next test will show that what you're doing is working. No longer leveraged by a symptom because, number one, the symptom is gone and you're feeling better, but you still have a reason to move on. You see, when people get symptomatic relief, because relief is just a swallow away, don't you know, people stop doing whatever they did. But if we can work into a specific program with you that will prove to you not only you're feeling better, but your next test is improved as well, that leverage without the sign or a symptom is going to push you forward. The synergy of your improvement, now get this, this is the beauty of it. Whatever we're working on, the synergy of your health improvement will heal. And I'm using the word heal without liberty. I'm meaning it conservatively. You will heal other aspects of your health that remain at this point unknown, or maybe some of the little known, you know, little jiggers that give you the symptomatology. That's awesome. And by the way, all ages, you don't need to be fearful it's too late for you because you're 60 or 80. It's never too late. You've got to stop the impulsive habit of reacting to all these things in life. How about if we just test for one thing, find the weak link, and do something about it? Now, I'm offering this today for you to set up a strategy session with me. But you got to call this number, okay? It's 800-794-1855, 800-794-1855. It's our HealthQuest hotline number. And Carla is there and well-prepared to take your call and hear your concerns, because you're different than other people. We don't throw everybody in the same basket. You're not the same. You never will be. Uniquely different. Made by God. Call that number, would you? 800-794-1855. That's 800-794-1855. We got to take a very short break. Keep it right here.
Health Quest Radio with your host, Dr. David Kolbaba, is the longest-running health and science show in Chicago. And there's a good reason for this. It is Dr. Kolbaba's driving passion and concern for people just like you. Dr. Kolbaba believes that it's choice, not chance, that can get you back to higher health and longevity. By the way, when was the last time you really felt healthy? Question. If you were given one last chance to achieve the highest level of health possible, regardless of your past, would you take it? Here at HealthQuest, we're all about second chances. So, if you've been victimized by the choices you've made in the past, make a new choice, a better choice today. Call our HealthQuest radio hotline to reserve your new patient strategy session with Dr. Kolbaba. Imagine what it would be like to feel more vital, healthy, and strong. One last chance to set a new strategy in motion in your new patient strategy session. Call our HealthQuest radio hotline at 1-800-794-1855. That's 800-794-1855.
You know, I got to say that I've been singled out throughout my life at various times from people that stepped out of their comfort zone and connected with me. And I'd have to say that some of them were teachers, mentors, that kept spurring me on. When I was told by others in my life that I would never make it, that I could never get there. And I got to say that if HealthQuest Radio can be something of an encouragement for you to get you from here to there, especially when you have never gotten there, then so be it. Then so be that's what it is. Every week's broadcast over the last 40 years has been engineered for people just like you and people just like me. I don't like the way we treat each other in this country anymore, for the most part. It pains me. It hurts my heart. And that's why when we present you with some of these ideas, hopefully inspirational ones, and say, take us up on it, take us up on it. One of the beautiful aspects of my life, and Tomas, you're one of them too, because I get a chance to be with you, but I've got a chance through the years to watch you. What a joy, huh?
Yeah, it's a blessing.
To be together and
a blessing.
And it's like a family. And so many of you who are listening right now are part of our family too. And some who are listening have yet to become part of our family. I mean, what doctor would ever say that to you? We're so prim and proper, HIPAA, all the gibbly-garp, legalism and such. And then you're left, you know, trying to do things on your own. And so you're doing things, even trying to take nutritive supplements or whatever. So you got the you got the prebiotic going, the probiotic. You got the vitamin B, the vitamin D. None of those are right if you don't pick the right ones. You got the calcium. There are 16 different calciums, and you don't know what form you're taking. Or you get into the fancy stuff like the resveratrol, trimethylglycine, or the matcha, or the green tea, or the pycnogenol, the glutathione. You know, you hear the little bits, and you grab it compulsively, and you take off down the road with a big bag of stuff, not knowing what to do with it, still misdirected, misguided. And then you throw the stuff you buy out on the lawn and sell it at the garage sale. To me, it's pitiful. And I'm just saying one more time, just offering this to you, literally. What if we could make a custom fit assessment of you, discover the not so obvious weak link that you've been chasing around the room, even not knowing? And what would it, you know, how would it sound to you if we could find, how does it sound to you that we could find it, that you could really get there this time? You know, the people in our office that lose weight, they don't gain it back. The people that get rid of diseases, they do not get the disease back. The disease no longer returns. When blood pressure goes down, it stays down. Do you get me? That's our experience. The beauty of my relationship with my patients is that I get a chance to go to work and smile every day and laugh and watch that their best test is their last test. But you got to make a call for yourself. You got to reach out and save yourself. And I know it sounds a little dramatic, but you tell me how dramatic your life has been. We have to stop the impulsive habit in this country of reacting. And maybe for you, your current health status, the one I'm talking about right now, it is not a coincidence. It's probably a consequence. So we need to make those changes, but before those changes come, it might mean to make a very simple phone call and talk to somebody who you will come to know and love, not a switchboard operator. Carla, 800-794-1855. That's 800-794-1855. Join the family, would you? It'd be great looking forward to looking back with you. 800-794-1855. Be blessed. We'll see you next week.